This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now listen to this last sentence. It came as a great shock to discover that my real spiritual problem in life was not a product of the world's condition, but of my own self-centeredness. Wow. Listen to that again. It came as a great shock to discover that my real spiritual problem was not a product of the world's condition, but of my own self-centeredness. Does that speak to anybody today? Yeah, all of us. We can blame our problems on the world condition, or we can say, no, it's probably me. And I have to stand before the Lord on my own, just like you do, and stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That's what the Bible says. You know, the same passage that talks about when we die, we transition to be with the Lord, to be absent from this body, is to be present with the Lord. And most people say, I love that. That's great. But the same passage says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everybody. To give an account of what we've done in this body, both good and bad. I know it's one of the most touching funeral stories that I've ever told at a funeral, but it's a story that William Barclay tells of a man who was an unbeliever. He was an officer in the British military. His wife was a believer and his daughter was a believer. The mother died. And they had the funeral, and of course the question was came up, are we going to have a Christian funeral or just a memorial service? Because dad was an atheist. Dad had no belief in God whatsoever, no belief in God's word. But in deference to his daughter, he had a Christian minister do the funeral. The minister knew full well the situation, that not only were there Christians there connected to the mom and the daughter, there were a group of unbelievers connected to dad. And I love what the minister said when he got up. He said, I don't know what some of you believed yesterday, and I don't know what some of you are going to believe tomorrow. But today we're going to believe God. Today, this day, we're going to believe what God says. And he shared a message of hope in the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And that's your decision. You know, some of you, I don't know what you believed yesterday, and I don't know what you're going to believe tomorrow, but I'm going to say from God's word, from 2 Timothy 1:13 to 18, today we're going to believe God. We're going to believe God. What's the decision today? I'm going to keep the word of God, or I'm not. I'm going to hold to it, or I'm not. I'm going to stand with the Lord on what he says, or I'm not. That's the choice, and I'll go back to Charles Stanley's quote that says, most Christians have a commitment to convenience. They'll stay faithful as long as it's safe. Faithful as long as it doesn't involve risk. I'll stay faithful as long as it doesn't involve rejection, as long as it doesn't involve criticism. Instead of standing alone in the face of challenge, we check to see which way the wind is blowing. Decide that's not going to be your epitaph. That you were just waiting to see which political way to go. Just which way is the wind blowing? Where do my friends stand? Or I'm going to stand with the word of Almighty God. He's the one who died for me. He's the one who gave me life. He's the one who promises me hope. I'm going to stand with him. Decide. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today through this passage in 2 Timothy. I know it's a difficult week for a lot of people. People probably wonder, what's he going to say today? What's going to be the thought line? And just simply going to share what we had planned to share all along. 2 Timothy 1:13. And let that word speak to us today about what's going on in our world. And it does. Thank you, Lord.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.